You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. This week brought a medical breakthrough that almost sounds like a miracle. 38-year-old Derek Fadika of Bulgaria, who had been paralyzed from the arms down after a knife attack in 2010, can walk again. Slowly and with difficulty, but he is walking. A team of Polish and British doctors inserted cells from his nasal cavities into the area where the man's spinal cord was severed. And these cells eventually bridged the gap and reconnected the spinal tissue. Here's Jeffrey Raisman from University College London speaking on PBS NewsHour.
What we have found could be of enormous benefit to mankind, but it will only be so if we can carry out the next steps and prove it. And if we can take this initial observation and turn it into something that will work for everyone.
So obviously, this is just one case and one man, but there seems to be enormous promise. And we wanted to find out more about the cells that were used in reconnecting the man's severed spinal cord, olfactory ensheathing cells. Joining us now to explain is Meera Vinjamuri, who studies olfactory cell regeneration at Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So what are olfactory ensheathing cells?
Let me go back to smell and how smell is perceived by the brain so that we can explain more about what ensheathing cells are. So the smell is conducted through nerves. For instance, if you have touch stimulus, if someone touches you, you know, your brain tells you that, yeah, you know, there's a touch that I feel, and that's conducted through the nerves. In a similar fashion, even our sense of smell is conducted through nerve cells, and these are called olfactory neurons. The olfactory neurons start from the nasal cavity. So when we breathe in air, it goes in through our nostrils, and these neurons are projected into the nostrils. And they pick up the odors or whatever is present in the atmosphere, and they signal to the brain. So that's how we know, okay, we are smelling vanilla or we're smelling pumpkin. Now, olfactory ensheathing cells, their primary purpose is to guide these nerve cells or neurons to the brain. The main importance of the nasal tissue in terms of regeneration is we are all exposed to toxic substances in our day-to-day environment. So we breathe in a lot of toxins, and that's why these nerve cells are very susceptible to damage. So they die very frequently. So every 4 to 8 weeks, these nerve cells are regenerated. So the new ones that are born, they have to, again, know where they're supposed to go. So that's when the ensheathing cells, again, play a role in, you know, signaling to the new cells, too, that this is where you're supposed to go. So a very important part in this process where I mentioned the nasal cavity where the neurons are present, the nerve cells, and also the brain, which is the final destination for the signal. But there's also something called olfactory bulb. Now, olfactory bulb is something in between the nasal cavity and the brain. Now, the main function of the olfactory bulb is to stack all these neurons together and process the signal and send the signal again to higher parts of the brain. So in this particular instance, the ensheathing cells were taken from the olfactory bulb of the patient.
So it seems like these cells will take on new jobs when they are in a new environment. It's not like they can only do the one thing in your nose. It seems like when you put them somewhere else, they can do other stuff.
Right. That's a very excellent point. Yes. So like I mentioned, olfactory bulb. So it is part of the central nervous system. And so is spinal cord. So these are part of the same nervous system subgroup, right? And the idea is if you take something similar, can it function in a different atmosphere? But again, it has similar properties, and they were successful in doing so. So yes, previous studies have shown that these ensheathing cells can also be transplanted into like mice, which have like not just spinal cord injury, but maybe some other parts of the brain, like hippocampus. That's your center for memory and learning. And if you have some sort of problem there, so these have shown to form new neurons or new nerves in that area. And also they're also trying to use it in Parkinson's or stroke. So patients with Parkinson's or stroke, this could be a very good alternative as well.
It almost sounds like stem cells to me on some level, because we also use stem cells to do other jobs, any job kind of.
Right. So there is a wide speculation that these might be stem cells. They've not identified the exact characteristic of these cells. So they are enabling regeneration, not just in the nasal tissue, but other areas. But could these be stem cells? We're not sure. It's not been shown scientifically. It's not been proven if they're stem cells, but it's possible that they're stem cells, and that's why they're able to do all these things.
This success story obviously is spreading around the world. So could you see a rapidly growing interest in these cells now, and perhaps an explosion of new findings of what could be done with them?
Yes, absolutely. We've had a lot of discussion at our center ever since this story has aired. So that's just our center, but I'm sure everyone across the world is very excited, because this is definitely very groundbreaking in the sense, you know, you can really help patients who don't have any sort of alternative therapies. So yes, this is, I think, there is a lot of potential here.
Meera, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Meera Vinjamuri is a molecular biologist. She studies olfactory cell regeneration at Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia.